All right, I will call the Senate Transportation Committee to order. The secretary will take roll call silently. All senators absent will be excused till they arrive. Can I get a motion to approve minutes of previous meeting? Senator Zumbaugh moves that we approve minutes as sent. Is there any discussion? All those in favor approving minutes? All opposed, same sign. Minutes are approved. Democrats caucus in 116, and Senate Republicans will caucus in room 22. Transportation Committee will be at ease for caucuses. Okay, I will call the Senate Transportation Committee back to order. We're going to bring up four bills today in the following order. SSB 1230 with myself will be the first bill. Then we'll go to SSB 1220 with Senator Kelker, and then SF 481 with Senator Zumbaugh, and we will finish off the meeting with SF 503 with Senator Dickey. At this point, I would like to turn the chair over to Senator Dickey for SSB 1230.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I now recognize Senator Brown, committee chair, for the Senate Subcommittee 1231 report. Or, excuse me, 1230 Subcommittee report. Senator Brown, you're now ordered for opening remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Your subcommittee of Senator Brown, Senator T. Taylor, Senator Zumbaugh recommend passage with amendment with Senator Brown and Senator Zumbaugh signing.
Is there any discussion on the bill?
I'll get my opening real quick. SSB 1230 authorizes DOT to issue annual permits for milk hauling. Weights are not to exceed 90,000 pounds, and the annual fee shall be set at $400 per permit. Mr. Chair, that ends my opening comments.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on the bill? Senator Taylor.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, did I hear you say that there's an amendment?
Yeah, we are working on an amendment. It came back from the drafter. I wasn't happy with the way that it was. Didn't have enough time to get back down there again. So this bill will actually go to Ways and Means because of the fee. So we'll get that all perfected in Ways and Means.
Appreciate it. I wanted to make sure that there was one piece that we discussed in subcommittee that the DOT says, you know, for implementation, they needed another 6 months. Is that the contents of that amendment?
That was one piece that was in there, yes.
Okay, well, so this is a work in progress in funnel week. I have some concerns with the bill, but we definitely have some changes on the horizon. So I think at this point, I would not support it, but we, you know, we're open to, you know, hearing more about it and seeing the language of what comes of this amendment. So thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion or questions? Seeing none, I now recognize Senator Brown for closing remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This legislation will put us more in line with our neighboring states and allow for efficiency in the milk hauling industry. Mr. Chair, with that, I move the legislation.
Senator Ginns, how you choose to vote? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Do you wish to be recorded as a no? The bill moved to counter under Rule 40. Oh, excuse me. The ayes have it. The bill moved to the counter under Rule 40. Now I pass the chair back to Senator Brown.
Thank you, Senator Dickey. I will now call up SSB 1220 with Senator Kelker. Senator Kelker, do you have a subcommittee report?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have a subcommittee report. The subcommittee consisted of Driscoll, Jay Smith, and myself, all three signing.
You are in order for opening comments.
This has to do with outdoor advertising. Senate Study Bill 1220 relates to advertising devices near certain highways. This legislation is a result of the Supreme Court case that was found some states' laws in violation of the First Amendment. By passing this, Iowa's protecting itself from a lawsuit and the loss of $53 million of federal money.
Is there any further discussion on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Kelker, you are in order for closing comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It appears that the billboard control law is unconstitutional, and that's why we're doing this. So thank you for the update. I simply move the bill.
Senator Giddens, how would you like to vote? Short form has been called for. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. SF 481 passes on voice vote and will move to the calendar under Rule 40. I'll now call up SF 481 with Senator Zumbaugh. Senator Zumbaugh, do you have a subcommittee report?
I do have a subcommittee report. The subcommittee of myself, Senator Zumbaugh, Senator Bisiano, Senator Dickey had subcommittee recently. At this time, Senator Dickey and Senator Zumbaugh signed, and we'll give the opportunity to Senator Bisiano when he's comfortable.
Thank you. You are in order for opening comments.
Friends and colleagues, this is the governor's fuel standards bill. There's a lot of players involved in this bill that we're in progress of bringing those folks together. This bill is not ready for debate on the floor. It needs a lot of the nearly 40 components of this bill to be moved around the board as such to bring these folks together. It involves production agriculture. It involves the renewable fuels folks. It involves retailers, and it involves the customer. And at this point, those folks aren't all brought together where we need them. But because it's final week, we want to continue the discussion on this bill so that we long-term can promote biofuels and consume them here in this state. So I don't want to stop today. I don't want to hide anything. I want to be transparent as could be. I and most of us know this bill is not ready for the floor. But I believe it can be and it will be. So with that being said, this will be a great bill at some point in time, but I'd like to move it to committee so we can continue the fair discussion. With that, I'd entertain any comments.
Is there any further discussion on the bill? Senator Bisiano, you are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to mirror what Senator Zumbaugh said, that this bill is not a bill that today we would want to make into law, but it's an important bill to the state. But it brings every component into this, and it's an interesting bill, because it has our core of agriculture, it has, you know, our petroleum marketers that are, I don't know, in the hundreds in this state. We have the motor truck who buys the diesel. So I'm learning a great deal. I bring an urban perspective, and we have a very diverse group on this subcommittee, actually, that will be bringing all the perspectives. So I enjoy working on it. I think there is an answer to this. And if we all just stay open and do it in the best interest of the state, I think we can resolve this. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, Senator Zumbaugh, you are in order for closing comments.
Well, I'd like to thank Senator Bisiano and his comments, and he is right. We need to bring some folks together. I'd like to thank Senator Dickey for the work he's done on this. We do bring various perspectives to this bill. But in respect of what this bill can bring to the state of Iowa, I think my opening comments covered it pretty well, and I'd like to move the bill as presented.
Senator Giddens, how would you like to vote? Short form has been called for. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Senator Giddens, would you like, or Senator Dickey, would you like to be recorded as a no?
Okay. Yes, please.
SF 481 passes on voice vote and will move to the calendar under Rule 40. I'll now call up SF 503 with Senator Dickey. Senator Dickey, do you have a subcommittee report?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate file 503 was all signed off by myself, Senator Coker, and Senator Smith.
Senator Dickey, you are in order for opening comments.
Thank you. Senate File 503 will have a positive effect on every community in the state. When most people think of fire departments, they think of the TV shows that we seem to watch, the bell going off, the firefighter sliding down the pole, running past the Dalmatian, and promptly responding to an emergency. However, what really happens is that's further from the truth. In the state of Iowa, over 90% of our fire departments are volunteer departments, with 92% of those firefighters not living at the fire station. They're at their homes, their regular jobs, responding from their kids' ball games. Unfortunately, the time required for these men and women to drive to the fire station causes significant delays. Sometimes these volunteers are faced with the anguish of breaking the law and traveling slightly above the speed limit. When they feel that the conditions are favorable, road traffic is minimal, and the emergencies is drastic enough. Many of our volunteers are forced to drive above 55 miles an hour. And most of these responders have had training on how to drive a 40,000-pound fire truck at elevated speeds on the way to the scene. However, when they're in the personal vehicle with firefighter or EMT plates being displayed and blue lights being on, they're only allowed to drive at 55. This bill allows these brave first responders to travel at the emergency at a reasonably elevated speed if they've had the training on fire truck apparatus, if they have their firefighter or EMS plates displayed, and if they have blue lights or flashers activated. This bill does not remove them from any reckless responsibility towards others. These men and women do what they do, and they do it to help strangers. They've been trained on how to drive safely at elevated speeds. They've been to more accidents. They have witnessed more horrific events than any of us can probably imagine. These are people that are not going to be resulting into a rash of accidents on the way to the scene just from their experiences. They firsthand know what reckless driving the results of it are. Mr. President, these are my opening remarks.
Is there further discussion on SF-503? Seeing none, Senator Giddens, how would you like to vote? Short form has been called for. My apologies, Senator Dickey, I missed closing comments for you.
That's fine, thank you. I think 503 is a great bill. I please ask you to support this bill and please read it for the last time and move it to passage.
Short form has been called for. All those in favor, say aye. All opposed, same sign. SF-503 on voice vote passes and will move to the calendar under Rule 40. Seeing no other business come before us today, Senator Giddens moves that we adjourn.